Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hello, it is Monday, the 26th of October, and these are some of your top business and financial news from around the continent. Starting in Zimbabwe, the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority collected 57 billion Zimbabwe dollars, that's about 701 million US dollars for the third quarter, surpassing the target of 44.8 billion Zimbabwean dollars after the coronavirus restrictions were eased. COVID-19 conditions were relaxed, enabling more businesses to resume operations, thereby enhancing their ability to meet their tax obligations, according to the authority. Mining royalties and withholding taxes missed the quarterly target due to operational challenges in the mining sector caused by the energy shortages and COVID-19. And South Africa's Treasury is likely to announce additional funding for the state's arms company and the government's own agricultural lender in this week's budget on Wednesday. Well, that's according to the Bloomberg News agency. Denel, which makes attack helicopters and other weapons, will probably receive between 2 billion rands and 3 billion rands. That's about 123 million US dollars. The Land and Agricultural Development Bank of South Africa will get 1.5 billion rand to 2 billion rand. Both entities confirmed to Bloomberg that they are seeking more money from the National Treasury. Angola's economy contracted sharply in the second quarter of this year due to the slump in the oil price and COVID-19 containment measures, according to the National Statistics Institute's latest GDP figures. Real GDP is estimated to have decreased by 8.8% on a year-on-year during the second quarter of 2020 compared to the 0.5% drop in the first quarter. And finishing off with a story from the African Union, the chairperson of the union, President Cyril Ramaphosa, says while the African Union COVID-19 Response Fund has to date raised about 44 million US dollars, more still needs to be done. The call for more funds was made by the president during the virtual fundraising webinar for the AU COVID-19 Response Fund, established in April this year. The fund was set up to mitigate the social, economic, and humanitarian impact of the pandemic across the continent. It is a financial instrument to mobilize and manage funds from the private sector and other stakeholders. Thank you so much for joining us again. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you catch us. It does make a difference. Enjoy your day. Goodbye.